In this lesson, we're taking an Amen Break variation and turning it into a proper rave pressure engine inside Ableton Live 12. The goal is not to just chop the Amen for the sake of it. We're going to flip the accents, reshape the groove, and arrange it so it can carry a full drum and bass section with tension, movement, and impact. This is the kind of edit that works in a main drop, a pre-drop build, or a second drop switch-up, especially when the original loop is starting to feel a bit too looped and you need something that keeps the energy moving without losing the identity of the break. We are aiming for that sweet spot where the drums feel alive, urgent, and a little bit dangerous, but still locked in with the sub and bass. If it's done right, it won't sound like a random edit. It'll sound intentional, like the track is opening up. Let's start with the source. Load a clean Amen Break onto an audio track and get your tempo into drum and bass territory, somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want a more classic jungle roller feel, sit a little lower. If you want a more modern, high-pressure feel, 174 BPM gives the edit a really forward drive. Before you even start cutting, think about where this variation lives in the track. Maybe the first 8 bars are your main riff, then bars 9 through 16 become the Amen variation, and after that the bass line answers back or the tune drops into a re-entry. That way the Amen isn't just a beat, it's a phrasing device. The listener recognizes the break language, but the altered placement keeps it fresh. Now slice the break. In Ableton Live 12, the easiest advanced move is to right-click and use Slice to New MIDI Track, then Slice by Transient and route everything into a drum rack. That gives you full control over reordering, muting, re-triggering, and layering. Inside the drum rack, keep your important slices organized. Put your kick, snare, ghost snare, hats, and fill hits on separate pads. If you're moving fast, rename them now so you're not guessing later. And if the source break is a little weak in the low end or the tails are messy, layer a clean kick or snare underneath with simpler or a one-shot. The point is not to sterilize the Amen. The point is to make it more playable. Now comes the big idea. Flip the accents instead of just rearranging the loop. A live people slice an Amen, and then accidentally recreate the original pattern with different sounds. We want to go deeper than that. We want to reassign the loudest perceived hit so the groove feels familiar, but the internal weight shifts in unexpected ways. Start writing an 8-bar MIDI pattern in the drum rack. Keep some of the break's DNA, but move the strongest hits around. Try pulling a strong snare and ghost pair slightly earlier by a 16th. Try replacing a repeated kick with a delayed kick and a hat pickup. Try kick rest kick shape to push into the snare. Put a ghost snare before the backbeat instead of after it. That tiny shift can completely reframe the bar. A nice way to build it is like this. Bar 1 feels relatively recognizable. Bar 2 removes one expected hit. Bar 3 adds a 16th pickup before the snare. Bar 4 flips the break with a fill ending, then bars 5 through 8 repeat the idea with one new variation every 2 bars. That keeps the listener oriented while still keeping the pressure rising. Use the velocity lane hard here. This is where the break starts to feel alive. Push your main snare accents up into the 110 to 127 range. Keep ghost notes much lower, maybe around 30 to 65. Net repeated hats vary between 45 and 90 so it breathes. The goal is intentional imperfection, not random chaos. It should feel performed, even if it's heavily programmed. Next, lock the groove in with the groove pool and timing offsets. Drop in a subtle swing feel, something like an MPC style or break style groove. For a harder D&B feel, stay moderate. Around 53 to 58% swing feel is a good starting point. Keep timing adjustment fairly light, maybe 5 to 15%. And keep random low unless you specifically want a looser jungle feel. Apply groove selectively. Let the hats and ghost notes swing more. Keep the snare anchors tighter. If your kick is carrying the sub relationship, leave that as stable as possible. If the break starts to feel too sloppy, back off the groove strength or use track delay on individual slices instead. A really useful trick is to nudge ghost notes a hair behind the grid for weight, while pushing certain hats a touch ahead for urgency. That contrast creates pressure without wrecking the pocket. Now let's shape the drum bus. Route all the Amen slices and any support layers into a drum group. On that group, add some gentle but effective processing. Start with EQ 8. Only high pass if the break is muddy and keep it gentle. Maybe just clear the very low stuff around 20 to 35 Hz. If there's boxiness, notch a bit around 250 to 450 Hz. Then add drum bus with moderate drive and a little crunch. Keep boom low or off unless you specifically want extra punch from the break. After that, use saturator with soft clip-on and just a few dB of drive. Finish with glue compressor, but don't flatten it. Aim for only 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction, with a medium attack and a quicker auto-release. The reason this works is simple. The Amen needs transient definition and grit, but the low end must stay open for the sub and bass. The bus processing should make it feel blued and louder, not smaller and squashed. Now frame the bass around the break. The drums should not fight the bass line. They should create a conversation with it. If you're writing a darker roller or neuro-leaning track, the bass often uses long notes, offbeat stabs, or modulated Reese phrases. Leave space for the drum accents. For example, let the bass hold over beat 1. Let the Amen snare flip happen on the end of 2. Throw a bass stab on beat 3, then use a drum fill on beat 4 before the sub drops back in. That kind of call and response makes the whole section feel bigger. If needed, sidechain the bass bus subtly from the kick or drum bus. Fast attack, medium release, just enough ducking to clear the transients. Don't overdo it unless you want a very audible pump. And if you're working with a Reese, keep the low stereo width controlled. Mono the sub with utility, and let movement live in the upper harmonics or separate mid-bass layers. Now think in phrases, not random edits. Advanced D and B arrangement works best when the listener feels the varination developing every two bars. So build the section in two bar units. Bars 1 and 2 establish the flip. Bars 3 and 4 add a fill or extra ghost note. Bars 5 and 6 repeat the idea with another syncopation. Bars 7 and 8 pull the energy down a little or set up the next transition. This is where automation gives the section real movement. Automate an auto filter on the drum bus over 8 bars to create tension. Automate reverb sends only on certain snare tails or fill hits. Throw a short echo on the last snare before a drop. Use a tiny utility gain lift into the drop, then snap it back for impact. These moves are small, but they shape how the section feels emotionally. A really strong context for this is a moody intro that leads into a second drop switch up. That contrast makes the Amen variation feel like a payoff, not just another loop. Once the edit is working, resample the drum group to audio. This is a classic advanced move in Ableton, because it lets you commit the groove and then shape it more musically. Record the drum group output to a new audio track, consolidate the best 2-bar or 4-bar sections, then reslice the audio if you want even more micro-edit control. You can reverse tiny slices for transitions, add fades to avoid clicks, and make the whole thing feel more finished and aggressive. This is especially useful in darker D&B, because audio edits often feel more like a record and less like an editable grid. You can also use warp carefully if you need a hit to land just a bit tighter. Don't forget the entrances and exits. If the loop just starts and stops, it won't have authority. For transitions, try a short reverse crash into the first snare of the variation. Try a 1-bar filtered drum intro before the full hit. Try chopping the last hit of bar 8 and throwing it through echo for a tail out. A low tom or sub drop underneath can make the turn even heavier. For darker, heavier D&B, keep the effects short and functional. A snare flam, filtered noise sweep, or low-end dip often hits harder than a giant riser. If you're building a DJ-friendly track, make sure you leave clean 8 or 16 bar intros and outros where the Amen variation gradually opens or closes the frequency spectrum. That makes the tune easier to mix and more useful in a set. Then do the final reality check. Put the full drop together and listen with the whole mix. Check it in mono using utility. Make sure the kick and snare anchors still hit. Make sure the sub isn't getting masked by boosted break lows. And listen for harshness in the 2 to 5 kHz range, especially if you've distorted hats or edited snares aggressively. If the break feels too busy, don't always reach for EQ. Sometimes the better move is to mute one slice. In advanced D&B, arrangement decisions often beat corrective mixing. The best groove choices are the ones that give the bass line room to breathe, while still keeping the drums aggressive. Here's the big takeaway. The Amen variation should flip the accents, not just recut the loop. Use groove pool, velocity, and timing offsets to create pressure and swing. Keep the drum bus punchy but controlled with stock Ableton devices. Arrange in 2-bar and 4-bar phrases so the variation feels intentional. And always leave room for the bass line, because in D&B, the groove works when drums and sub are in conversation, not competition. For your practice, try building a 4-bar Amen variation at 174 BPM that could sit in the second half of a drop. Keep bar 1 recognizable. In bar 2, remove one expected hit and add a ghost note before a snare. In bar 3, flip one strong accent earlier or later by a 16th. In bar 4, add a short fill and automate a filter or reverb throw. Then run it through light drum bus, saturator, and glue compressor, and loop it against a simple sub or a Reese. Each pass, make one decision, more space, more swing, more weight, or more tension. If you can make that four-bar section hit hard at low volume, leave room for bass, and still feel like a real rave pressure phrase, then you're doing it right. That's the sound. Tight, alive, dangerous, and totally locked in.